This is Reverend Bookburn, and when I'm not counseling Senator David Diaperman Vitter or Pastor Ted Methman Hager, I'm broadcasting at VoltaRadio.com, Sunday nights, 9 to 11 or so, East Coast Time, USA, at VoltaRadio.com.
Denial microphone working. Okay. How about the weapon of ass destruction? All right, that is working. And the John Holmes porn star microphone is working. So we are ready to begin. Anytime, give the word. Okay. Good evening. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is a very special show. Tonight is Reverend Bookburn's birthday show. And it's been quite a weekend, but we made it here. And going to finish off the weekend-long party with you, plus cover a lot of other stuff. Got a killer playlist. And in this first set of tunes, we will hear a Woody Guthrie song for coal miners in the wake of the most recent deadly tragedy, and a couple of birthday songs. But first, a special song for someone very special. Yes, in the state of Virginia, there is a Taliban clone named Bob McDonnell, who is the governor. And besides being anti-choice, Bush economic policies, and other astronomical acts of destruction, he has decided to name a Confederate History Month. You heard, we're not making that shit up. And, of course, in his fantasy world, he is reliving the Civil War and nostalgic for when his family owned other human beings and enslaved them. And so we thought we would help his little nostalgia trip by playing a band from the South, I believe Georgia, entitled Dash Rip Rock. And the first of two tracks is entitled Hee Haw Hail.
While wandering lost through forest black, when a life of wicked dirge, I met a ghost, became my host, the one they call Old Verge.
A journey down, I'll take you on to where dead cowpunks dwell. Strike up the band, I do command, you come to Hee Haw Hail.
Musicians strewn round the ground beneath the wreckage of a plane.
Play that loud.
Day of school. You know, Our Lady of Blind Conformity is one of the finest boys' educational facilities in the country. You are quite fortunate to be attending. Here you'll learn that a complete education incorporates both academics as well as religious studies. Prayer is a major part of our daily routine. Oh, there's nothing I enjoy more than seeing an entire room of boys on their knees in prayer. In fact, if you'll follow me into my office, I'll show you an exciting way to praise God.
nation. Who's the biggest prick in the congregation? Father Peter, the pedophile priest. Who knows the words to all the psalms? Who's the priest with the sweaty palms? Who chose the most pious profession? Who probes the boys while in confession? Father Peter, the pedophile priest.
This is Halliburton, Ernie, and it's so good to be here tonight with Reverend Bookburn and Pastor Whoremaster and John the Craptist, and it is most amusing the condition they're in, but they are functional and delivering the birthday show to you, and I am proud to introduce another birthday-related song by Report Suspicious Activity from their CD on Alternative Tentacles label at alternativetentacles.com, the same label as Dash Rip Rock. And this is a very special birthday-related song that goes out to Reverend Bookburn, and instead of calling it Over the Hill, it is called Under the Hill.
Yeah. immigrants. See ya.
You heard Sham 69 doing a live version of What Have We Got. Before that, Report Suspicious Activity did Under the Hill. The Sugar Cubes did Birthday. Woody Guthrie did Waiting at the Gate. Jello Biafra did Father Peter, the Pedophile Priest. And that was from the Spit series, and that specific Spit CD was entitled America's Sweetheart, and started off with Dash Rip Rock doing Southern Rain and Hee Haw Hail. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It is on most Sunday nights at VoltaRadio.com. 9 to 11 or so, depending on how much overtime we do. East Coast time in the USA. And there is details about upcoming shows and all kinds of news and links and goodies always at reverendbookburn.com. You can write to me for ideas for forthcoming themed shows or feedback to already done shows or anything that you think is interesting at RevBookburn, and there's no period in that, RevBookburn@sjcdc.org. And in addition to reverendbookburn.com, you can check out the YouTube channel at youtube.com/RevBookburn, on MySpace, myspace.com/ReverendBookburn, and on Facebook. They don't allow Rev to be the first name, so it's The Rev and then Bookburn. And in the info tab, there is a link for the Reverend Bookburn fan site. Okay. It's going to be 2 weeks until the next show, which means May 2nd. And being that it's May, it is going to be the beginning of something we acknowledged every year since we first heard of it. May is, for those who don't know, National Masturbation Month, and we celebrate on the show, and we're going to do at least one, maybe all, of the shows in May. We'll have the same theme. So on May the 2nd, the show will be National Masturbation Month, : Focus on Priests. And so we want to do what we can to lick the problem. Well, I don't want to say it that way. We want to address the problem of the freakazoids who are manufactured by that big, large Dark Ages cult that says they must be celibate, they cannot marry, and they have to go through life with the knowledge that any sexual activity is taboo. And so if they're with any adults and those adults tell on them, snitches that they might be, then they lose their almighty position and might have to go out and work for a living, and worst of all, lose all of those fancy dresses. So we want to address the problem of the freakazoids they manufacture themselves and hopefully cure them. And we've tried before doing the Rehab for Pedophile Priest shows, and we're going to do it in a more, no joke intended, upbeat kind of manner. On May the 2nd, National Masturbation Month, focus on priests. In addition to me, there are other birthdays. Since the last show, it was Paul Krasner's birthday. That was April 9th. And today, it is the birthday of our friend and book burner in Europe, Mishi Six. Happy birthday to all. And we have two deaths to report. The first is Malcolm McLaren, who died on April 8th at age 64, probably best known for being the manager and, for lack of a better word, creator of the Sex Pistols and the early British punk scene. And that was on April 8th, and I'm not sure what day this one was, but marijuana activist and author of the fantastic book, The Emperor Has No Clothes, about everything you'd ever want to know about marijuana. Jack Harar died since the last show, and support and peace and healing to all who knew both of them personally. All right, that's how we doing. All right, did births, deaths. It's funny to not have like a one of the usual themes on, you know, because then it's like, what are you going to talk about? The birthday, you know, which is interesting enough. It's been a great weekend. It's been a great party, and nothing that we can tell without incriminating other humans, but it's been fun. Let's see, in the picture recently, out of the people you do know, if you're a long-term book burner, Jennifer Hunter was a part of the pre-birthday festivities, as was Lord Jesus. And yeah, I think that's it. The rest would be names that don't mean anything to you. Lord Jesus, of course, has been on the show a minimum of 3 times. And so that was cool. And saw a lot of movies recently. The one that we never saw before was The Union Business of Getting High. And if you like Auntie Watermelon and other Canadian hemp activists, you'll get to see them in this tape. And it's a good weed-related video. The Union Business of Getting High. Watched the DOA 30th anniversary CD. I'm sorry, DVD, which shows them from their earliest punk shows in the late 70s up till pretty close to the present. It's a double DVD and entirely worth it. Plus, it's cheap anyway. They never charge much for anything. And, of course, at last, had to get it and see it again. The DVD of the most recent Michael Moore film, Capitalism, A Love Story. And everybody in America should watch that at least twice. And it's been fascinating to read the defenders of the Church of Pedophilia. More information has come to light. So much more, including cover-ups that directly involve the top hierarchy and even the current Pope himself. The first initial of his last name is Rat, a Ratzinger. And it is so past time for all of these people to not only be completely investigated, but completely prosecuted worldwide. It's a scandal far bigger than anyone ever imagined, including us. It's several decades, it seems like every continent in the world. And the defenders still have the fucking nerve to write their little opinion pieces and commentaries wherever people will agree to publish them, including the Washington Post. And, of course, probably the most obnoxious of all of them is Bill Donahue of the Catholic League. And even though it's pleasing that a lot of people respond to it and tell them what they deserve to hear, it's just amazing because, in effect, they're saying that they don't care about crimes that unspeakable and that horrifying. It's like what matters to them is trying to put a good public relations spin on it, trying to defend the perpetrators. And wanting to kind of blame and scapegoat others, and at the same time push their theocratic Taliban-like agenda. So it's not too shocking to read one of these people say something like, "It's because of the homosexuals that the scandal started," or some other incredibly idiotic explanation for the scandal that puts a spin on it and tries to demonize the people that they're bigoted against. So again, in front of the pack is Bill Donahue, and I don't know if this number is still good, but as of a week ago, his cell phone number was 917-838-1051. Again, 917-838-1051. But please don't prank him or anything like that, because that would be naughty. Okay, anything else happen recently? This is not new news. I think it's over a week old, but in the same way that Virginia elected a total asswipe for governor, the same happened in the state of New Jersey. And even though he's not the Klan-robed kind of guy that the Virginia governor, McDonnell, is, he's a man who was trained by Karl Rove, yes, a Karl Rove protege from the Bush regime, and similar economic policies, which are never, ever penalize or require sacrifice or even anything reasonable from the wealthiest, but totally fuck up the lives of everybody from the middle class on down, including the school system, including public services, public health, survival programs, etc. And he has this really big, nasty fight with teachers. He blasts the teachers' unions, and then, of course, all of these morons who are like the Beck worshippers and similar Einsteins join in and further bash and demonize the teachers. And there's a couple of groups that responded. They respond to the decimation of New Jersey by Christie, a couple of teachers' groups. And on one teachers' group on Facebook, a guy made a statement Well, not really a statement. He was writing a letter to our Lord. He was like, Lord, you took away my favorite actress, Farrah Fawcett. You took away my favorite singer, Michael Jackson, and a few more of those kind of things. And then says, by the way, Lord, my favorite governor is Chris Christie. And if you want to see a bunch of knuckle-dragging teabaggers going apeshit, the responses to that were like, oh, he said this, and freaking out, 100 comments a day, blasting him, fire that guy. And considering that these teabaggers are such a violent group and such a threatening group and people who vandalized political offices nationwide after the health care bill was signed, and so much more, an endless list. It would take a whole show just to list all the crazy, threatening, and dangerous and implemented acts. They're jumping up and down screaming, saying, that teacher said something terrible, and we want him fired, and he shouldn't be allowed to say that, etc. However, we at the Reverend is in commend the teacher who made that comment. We thought it was funny. And unless you're a delusional knucklehead who believes that speaking in such a manner to an imaginary character could ultimately bring harm to another human, really, they should just like hide in a cave and not even deal with humanity, because then that means that their next door neighbor or somebody else could just wish the same on them, and then the mighty lightning bolts would come down and crash on them and cause harm because of the magic supernatural character that was appealed to. So it's beyond idiotic. And actually, it was a funny statement. And really, what they should be worried about is what New Jersey Governor Chris Christie does to himself. He is an unhealthy, miserable, mentally unbalanced man with a highly abusive personality who pretty much resembles the character in Monty Python's The Meaning of Life movie, the larger man who was in a restaurant and ultimately starts vomiting. And I thought, are they brothers? Were they separated at birth? Or could that guy really be New Jersey Governor Chris Christie? All right. What else happened? And, well, this should amuse the book burners, because you heard the story when it happened. But our very own, sorry to bring this up, those guys are too goofy to care right now. John the Craptist's Psycho X contacted him, and it was the usual borderline kind of message, like 20 or 30 light years from reality. Like, why did you have somebody from Texas call me? And I don't know what the exact words were, but at the time, it was like, it was so unbelievable. And, it was just like, no, that didn't just happen. No, we didn't just hear such a comment and such an accusation on speakerphone. But we did, and so the moral of the story is, if you do find yourself in a scene like that, and I think John the Craptist will agree, Get the fuck out of there. Run for your life. Move. Work two jobs. Do anything to get away. All right. Talked out already. Got another set of tunes coming. Let's see. Including, in the second and third sets of tunes, you'll hear stuff never played on the show before. But first, we're going to play something we have played before. In the spirit of the growing movement to legalize marijuana, here is Peter Tosh singing Legalize It.
Yeah. Santa.
Tonight.
It's JM, y'all.
Eat my pussy.
special friends. They see you every night. Well, they call themselves protection, but you know it's no game. You're never out of their sight.
Thank you. This is Deborah
and Keith
from the band Davey, and you're listening to Reverend Bookburn on The Reverend Is In at VoltaRadio.com.
Providing a moral support for indie bands and media since 2001.
Desire.
is Dr. Greed, and I'm so upset and offended at that last song by Municipal Waste about thrashing and moshing on the face of Jesus Christ in their song Thrashing of the Christ. And now we're going to hear more disgusting selections that Reverend Book Bird chose by The Damned.
left side, OJ to my right. Don't you know that I'm lit? We'll blast your ass tonight. Waffle House, yeah. Waffle House, Waffle House. Waffle House is rocking tonight.
Or bust. You heard Waffle House rock, and it's so tempting to just play this whole thing all the time. Before the Cooters, you heard the Damned doing These Hands and Plan 9, Channel 7. Davey did Volta Radio Station ID and The Reverend Is In promo. Municipal Waste did The Thrashing of the Christ. Before that, you heard Reverend Bookburn's animation theme. Audrey Michelle and Lyrical Militant did Follow My Lead. Jana Perry did L.A. Girl. Spirit did 1984. Lil' Kim did Not Tonight. And started off with Peter Tosh doing Legalize It. Okay. We have some birthday messages. We have two. One was from the guy we talked about at the beginning of the show, Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell. And it was nice of him to send a warm birthday greeting and wishes for a happy birthday after all the goofs we've done on him and all the articles about him that we linked at reverendbookburn.com and all of that. And so to show that he's not every day like his race hate pals and his teabagger pals and miscellaneous other psychos and his friends in the anti-choice terrorism movement. It's just, it's very touching. It's very moving. It's wonderful. Well, anyway, here it is from Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell. Dear Reverend, after ordering my wife to bleach my white Klan hood, I started reflecting on our great heritage here in Virginia. I felt a warm tingle as I paged through my family's slave photo album, and I just got to thinking, I should really wish Reverend Bookburn a happy birthday and bury the hatchet. So, happy birthday to you, Reverend. May you see many more. Okay, and what was the other one? Palin? Let me see that. A birthday wish from the figurehead of the Teabagger Psychos. Sarah Palin. I gotta read it. We're sharing this with the Bookburners. If Sarah Palin gave me a birthday greeting. Although, I could probably never replicate the delivery if it came right from her. But anyway. Dear Reverend, as a fellow American, I want to wish you the happiest birthday ever. You should come to Wasilla sometime so I can teach you how to scorch the earth and aerial hunt on my new nature show. Then we can go back to my place in Wasilla. I hope this isn't her writing. Is this how she writes on her hand? Then we can go back to my place in Wasilla and take care of your ballsy, penisy thing. We can show Bristol how to do it right when not being abstinent. Lots of winks and giggles. Love you, Sarah Palin. Okay. Thank you, Sarah, for giving me a birthday message after all of the winks and jokes and goofs and... I believe at least one entire show on the subject. So, anyway. Thank you for my birthday messages. All right. These guys. All right. All right. Two serious subjects. The first is what happened with the miners. And I probably spend too much time in the corporate media, you know, but I know what the underground media is going to say, and independent media, and I agree with them. So I go into corporate media, go to the articles about things that are happening, and then see all the responses from all the eggheads who, you know, repeat what their masters at Fox News, laughable use of the word, their masters at Fox News and right-wing think tanks. Interesting use of the word think. But they respond to the articles, you know, with the party line. And it kind of pisses you off even more when there's a tragedy involved. And after the recent mining disaster in West Virginia with miners dead... many not accounted for still, and then all these assholes are saying, don't go saying that we need unions now, and don't go blaming the corporate masters, etc., etc., and that just reminds me, just like the healthcare fight, that it's necessary to also be there. You know, maybe at least one local source and one national source, and respond to that shit instead of letting this new brigade of brown shirts and militias and Klan wannabes get the final word and defend the dirtbags who are gross violators of labor rights, of human rights, and are guilty of negligence in favor of unrestrained greed. Okay, the miners, there's one other thing. I'm going to bring up late-term abortion because... that's also in the news because they are seeking to pass, it may have passed already, but the last I heard, they were seeking to pass a ban in Nebraska against the late-term ban. And to me, that crosses a very serious line because, yes, they want it to be a test case, to challenge the Roe decision in the Supreme Court and ban all abortions. But to me, it already crosses a line when you want to ban late-term abortions, because there is but one purpose, and that is the endangerment of women's lives. The vast majority of the time these procedures are done is when it's there is a threat to the health or the very life of the woman in question. And they're going after Dr. Leroy Carhart, who is one of the people who stepped up after anti-choice terrorist Scott Roeder murdered him in May 2009. And it is not a compromise or finding common ground or any of that silly bullshit talk that lamer, you know, groups would say. It is about lives as well as fundamental rights. And it is good to speak out against these efforts when all these assholes start writing things from delusional land, like, you know, no, the one last week could juggle, you know, or whatever silly shit they come up with. So we want to reiterate that people need to speak out and defend late-term abortion, because now these assholes want another shot at banning it. How are we doing with time? Alright, pretty good. We have another set of tunes. We wanted to give you a killer playlist and continue the party spirit. The Cooters in the background. But now is the time to honor the late Malcolm McLaren, who was the founder and manager of the Sex Pistols. And actually, the song is not by the Sex Pistols. This was from the first solo album by John Lydon, also known as Johnny Rotten, from Public Image First Issue CD. This is Public Image doing Public Image.
You is a collective portrait painted in words by the subjects themselves.
Some kind of sex act. You say, well, that's plain, but that's no plain what you see on your television every day. And that educates the young people. And they have this jungle, perverse music, this music that's perverted. I believe all music should belong to the Lord. But the music they have on these records that you buy down at the record store, they're made by devil worshipers. You can take those records and run them backwards at it. You can hear Satan talking on that.
hope here is that it will now die out if nothing further is done to feed it.
You just can't believe everything you see in here, can you?
It's to get a gun than it is to get an education.
Messages that you cannot consciously hear, but your subconscious mind can hear and learn from them easily. These messages are all safe, positive, and powerful.
No sudden scream! in this world where I'll belong when I'm gone. And I won't know the right from the wrong when I'm gone. And you won't find me singing on this song when I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. Shifting from my side when I'm gone. Can't add my name into the fight while I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. And I won't be laughing at the lies when I'm gone. And I can't question how or when or why when I'm gone. To do it while I'm here. There's no place in this world where I'll belong when I'm gone. And I won't know the right from the wrong when I'm gone. And you won't find me singing on this song when I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it.
This is Dr. Lovell Holmes, and I want to talk about our sainted tea bagging party. People, these tea parties were not I hate Obama rallies. No, they weren't. These were to let Congress know that the people are dissatisfied with what they're doing at the moment. I get asked all the damn time why we did not protest when our dear President Bush was in office. And I tell him that we loved everything he did. Besides, someone emailed me that our dear President Bush was doing his own teabagging in private. I guess that's in support of our efforts. Bless him. I was told that we right-wing GOP types sure seem to love our tea bags. They say that some of us even go from party to party, getting teabagged again and again and again. I have no idea what they mean, but bring the teabagging on. Hey, you all, can I secede from America? All hail teabagging. This is Dr. Laura Hoa saying keep your bags close and your baggers closer. And teabag a liberal Dem before they teabag you. Bye-bye.
Again, it's time for Asshole of the Week, and we have a runner-up, and no, it's not McDonald, he was already there, so, the obvious people, for anyone who, probably already have been Asshole of the Week, Robertson Rush, okay, tonight, Sunday, April 18th, 2010, at VoltaRadio.com, ReverendBooker.com, and RadioForAll.net, the runner-up to Asshole of the Week is actor John Voight. Actor John Voight has made a very serious effort that is rather successful in becoming as stupid as Victoria Jackson, who, like John Voight, has been joining these teabagger parties and coming up with the same conspiracy theories and the same further speak and anti-healthcare speak and sensationalism speak. And he has joined the ranks of Beck, Rush, O'Reilly, and other professional bullshit artists and manipulators of the most mentally unbalanced segments of the population in North America by reading his open letter to the American people about socialism and our great tea parties. Dumbass actor John Voight, runner-up to Asshole of the Week. And that means that we have to have a very special recipient for the award, one who could even top the runner-up, which is quite a distinction. But we have one. Someone even more worthy than John Voight and previous winner Victoria Jackson.
Why is
it? Where's the bartends?
The ruling came out of the
bartends. First Cheech from Cheech and Chong. Recipient. Asshole of the Week is Mark Tyson, if that is how you pronounce his name, T-H-S-S-E-N. Mark Tyson is in the public eye again, not because he is imprisoned as an international accomplice to torture under the Bush regime. No, he's back in the limelight because he is welcomed by the Washington Post and others to be a commentator, like his friends Dick Cheney and other war criminals and torturers who deserve imprisonment. And not only a commentator, but an arrogant far-right asshole on top of that, decrying healthcare, praising plane-crashing teabagger psychos, bashing the president, but for all the wrong reasons, and representing the fringe right wing behind an air of smugness and self-righteousness. The torture king turned columnist Mark Tyson, seen regularly at the Washington Post. You are asshole of the week. Let's go to some of this. Hey, the fart sounds put together by the late producer of The Reverend Is In, Marlon, the great engineer. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Hoare, and that was the 2009 version. Phil Oakes did When I'm Gone. Witch Hunt did Counting Down the Days, which is from their Burning Bridges to Nowhere most recent CD at AlternativeTentacles.com. And the highlight of the recent show that they played with Jello Biafra and the Guantanamo School of Medicine. Before Witch Hunt, you heard Exit Stance doing a track from the compilation for the Animal Liberation Front, a benefit compilation. This is the ALF. The track was by Exit Stance, entitled Operation Successful. King Crimson did 21st Century Schizoid Man. The Goats did Revolution 94 from their great CD No Goats, No Glory. Brian Jonestown Massacre did Evergreen and started off with Public Image doing Public Image. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight's theme has been Reverend Bookburn's birthday show, and it was an awesome, albeit bizarre, but awesome weekend, including at work, even, or at least a little ways into it, and just got to say thank you to everybody, not just people who gave me stuff and new music and DVDs, but anybody and everybody who said anything or emailed or called or whatever. And of course, leading up to the climax, which meant doing the show tonight. Great birthday weekend, and thank you, everybody. And it might sound like I'm hard on the guys in here, but I'm really not. Pastor Whoremaster and John the Craptist, even in the condition they're in, even in the condition they're usually in, are fantastic and very, very much appreciated. And as well as the rest of the VoltaRadio.com crew and everybody who knows more technological information and skills than I, which is pretty much fucking everybody. So, thank you, and we will be back in 2 weeks on May the 2nd for... It's going to be the beginning of National Masturbation Month, and we want to acknowledge it here, as well as Dark Ladies, Masturbatathons, and Carol Queens, National Masturbation Month events, and other things that go on, Dr. Blocks. And so we are going to do National Masturbation Month, : Focus on Priests, and that's May the 2nd. here at VoltaRadio.com. Write to me, Rev Bookburn, at sjcdc.org. Get updates and lots of links and goodies and details at ReverendBookburn.com. On YouTube, we're at youtube.com/RevBookburn. On MySpace, myspace.com/ReverendBookburn. On Facebook, first name, The Rev. Last name, Bookburn, because you can't say Rev as your first name. And at The Rev Bookburn on Facebook, on the info tab, there is a link to the Reverend Bookburn fan site. We will be back in 2 weeks. Thank you again, everyone. We're going to play a closing track and get out of here from the soundtrack of the Flintstones film starring John Goodman, Rosie O'Donnell, and whoever else was in it. It's the B-52s, but in this film, where they have a couple of tracks, they are called the BC-52s, and this is their version of the opening song entitled Meet the Flintstones. Good night.
I would like to play for you a theme. T-H-E-M-E. I mean, you are late. Why are you so late, by the way? Well, I'm going to play this theme now, T-H-E-M-E, for you, as I told you. And when I'm through playing it, I will ask you to name your favorite composers. And I will then try to play this theme the way these your favorite composers would have composed the same theme. If you'll be kind enough to name your favorite composers, whom would you like to hear? Who asked you? All right, Sibelius. Who else? Bach? Which one? Johann Sebastian or Offen? Making a difference. Whom else? Mozart? Beethoven? Brahms? Sousa? Chopin? Who? Well, will you make up your mind, you two gentlemen? Chopin, yeah. I'll pay him twice because I'm twice. Who body else? Brahms? Who? Beethoven. Are you making fun of my accent? Prokofiev. Well, I think we have enough anyway. I would like to begin with Tchaikovsky. Before I play these your favorite composers, I would like to read to you from a book I have here just a few lines from the life story of some of these great masters, because some of them are most uninteresting. Here is the book. What did I say? Tchaikovsky. Tchaikovsky, C under T. M-N-O-F-S-T. Here we are. Lipton. Wrong T. Ah, Tchaikovsky. Seafood. Pardon me. Oh, sea footnote. Oh, yes. Down here it says Peter Ilyich. That must be his name. Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky. Pete was born in Votkinsk, May 7th, 1840. When he was a little boy, he never played out in the streets of Votkinsk, like the other little children of Votkinsk. Because when Tchaikovsky was 1 month old, his parents moved to St. Petersburg. That's... I told you it wasn't very interesting. Now the way he would have composed Happy Birthday. Chopin. Now Brahms. Joey Brahms. Brahms, spelled backwards, smob. Thank you. Next. Like the Second Hungarian Rhapsody by Schlitz. Too rough. Now Bach. Johann Sibelius Bach. I don't know if you are familiar with the fact, but Bach had approximately 20 to 30 children. And I guess that goes for Mrs. Bach, too. Now, it takes time to raise about 25 to 30 children. Oh, my goodness. I know, I have two myself. So that's plenty. Mine are twins, though, both of them. They're awfully cute. Can't think of their names. Well, they don't come when I call them anyway. So. That same fly. I guess he can't find the airport, huh? All right, Bach. When he wrote this one, he was thinking of something else. Not in his life, that man was a bitch. Now Wagner. Richard Wagner. Or as he is known over here, Dick Wagner. This is from his famous opera, Die gestorben, die ganzen gestorben Herzen. The second act. A noisy one, wasn't it? Now, Beethoven. Harry S. Beethoven. This is a very quiet number, and the management of this theater has asked me to announce that there will be no dancing during this particular number. Unless you absolutely have to. This will be like the Moonlight Sonata. Also called the Long Jean Symphonette. The world's most watched on us. I can't hear a thing. Oh, that's beautiful. Mozart. Philip Strauss. Next, Irving Berlin. Finally, one of the modern composers, Cacciatore.
of a nation that overran its source. A seed is in bloom. Will it meet an early doom or survive in a tranquil sea? Now tell me, where will it go? Yeah, where's it gonna go? From here. Tell me, where's it gonna go? I got to know. Where will it go? Where will it go? Where will it go from here? Everybody ought to know. Where's it gonna go?
To take a last walk through the noise to the sea, not to die but to be reborn, away from the land so battered and torn. Such a mess. Every inch of earth is a fighting mess. Giant pencil and lipstick tube-shaped planes continue to rain and cause screaming pain and the Arctic stains from silver blue to bloody red as a beak find the sand and the sea. Is straight ahead. That's what they say. That's why they coming with this thing. And they also said it's impossible for man to live and breathe underwater. Forever was a main complaint. And they also threw this in my face. They said, anyway, you know good and well, it would be beyond the will of God and the grace of the king. My darling and I make love in the sand to salute the last moment of our journey. Our machine has done its work, played its part well, without a scratch on a bottle, and we bid it farewell. Starfish and giant fins greet us with a smile. Before our heads go under, we take a last look at killing noise.
What the other style?
Out of style.
Right this way smiles a mermaid. I can hear